The old professor stood up, as he said solemnly, "And you are right. There will be pain for us all. But it will not be all pain, nor will this pain be the last. We, and you too, you most of all, my dear boy, will have to pass through the bitter water before we reach the sweet. But we must be brave of heart and unselfish, and do our duty, and all will be well." I slept on a sofa in Arthur's room that night. Van Helsing did not go to bed at all. He went to and fro, as if patrolling the house, and was never out of sight of the room where Lucy lay in her coffin, strewn with the wild garlic flowers, which sent through the odour of lily and rose a heavy, overpowering smell into the night.
Mina Harker's Journal. 22nd of September. In the train to Exeter. Jonathan sleeping. It seems only yesterday that the last entry was made, and yet how much between then. In Whitby, and all the world before me. Jonathan away, and no news of him. And now, married to Jonathan. Jonathan a solicitor, a partner, rich, master of his business. Mr. Hawkins, dead and buried. And Jonathan with another attack that may harm him. Some day he may ask me about it. Down it all goes. I am rusty in my shorthand. See what unexpected prosperity does for us. So it may be as well to freshen it up again with an exercise anyhow. The service was very simple and very solemn. There were only ourselves and the servants there, one or two old friends of his from Exeter, his London agent, and a gentleman representing Sir John Paxton, the president of the Incorporated Law Society. Jonathan and I stood hand in hand, and we felt that our best and dearest friend was gone from us. We came back to town quietly, taking a bus to Hyde Park Corner. Jonathan thought it would interest me to go into the Row for a while, so we sat down. But there were very few people there, and it was sad-looking and desolate to see so many empty chairs. It made us think of the empty chair at home. So we got up and walked down Piccadilly. Jonathan was holding me by the arm, the way he used to in the old days before I went to school. I felt it very improper, for you can't go on for some years teaching etiquette and decorum to other girls without the pedantry of it biting into yourself a bit. But it was Jonathan, and he was my husband, and we didn't know anybody who saw us, and we didn't care if they did, so on we walked. I was looking at a very beautiful girl in a big cartwheel hat, sitting in a victoria outside Gilliano's, when I felt Jonathan clutch my arm so tight that he hurt me, and he said under his breath, "My God!"